Out of Texas, where the Republican governor is running for an unprecedented third term. Rick Perry has already served as the chief executive of the Lone Star State for 10 years. His opponent in next month's election is Bill White. He's a former mayor of Houston who's making a better showing than anyone expected in this reddest of red states. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Rick Perry has been governor of Texas since George Bush left Austin for Washington in 2000. He's been in office so long that every one of the state's myriad courts and commissions has Perry appointees. He's been there so long, the late Molly Ivins moniker, Governor Good Hair, has become passé. He's been there so long, in the minds of many voters, the election comes down to more Rick Perry or no more Rick Perry.
Original corny dogs ready!
What better barometer of the electoral mood than the State Fair of Texas in Dallas, specifically Fried Food Row? Here, Texans line up to sample such culinary curiosities as fried moon pies, fried Frito pie, and fried butter. I should be asking people about their cholesterol, but instead I ask who they want to win the governor's race.
Rick Perry. You know, I think with our economy here in Texas, it's the best in the United States. And so I think for that reason, I think he's done an incredible job to take care of our state.
What are you in line to order here today?
The fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That was a teacher and coach from Rowlett named Rob Clearfield. I found Dr. Kathy Rinnert at a table eating a corny dog and considering the latest deep-fried fantasy, fried beer. She's a Dallas physician who installs hospital software.
I think the incumbent is not interesting to me because he's been in the governor's house for a long time, and he's got a long track record, which is not necessarily one that has benefited Texas in the past.
Rick Perry paints himself as a conservative's conservative, a sort of Ronald Reagan for Texas. He has tapped Tea Party anger by bashing Barack Obama at every opportunity, leading some to believe the governor wants to be president, a rumor he denies. Perry preaches less regulation on business, low taxes, states' rights, and pistol-packing freedom. In fact, the governor may have picked up a few votes in this gun-loving state last spring when he shot a coyote with a handgun he sometimes straps on while jogging. But not all of his record has been amusing. Evan Smith, editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune, spoke on radio station KUT.
Rick Perry's been governor for 10 years, and the reality is that after 10 years in office, there is a certain amount of fatigue that sets in, whether you're Rick Perry or somebody else, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Critics see a pattern of insider dealings in the long tenure of the 60-year-old governor. Three notable examples. A Spanish highway company hired a Perry legislative aide when it won a state contract to build a vast network of toll roads across Texas that the governor supported. The pharmaceutical giant Merck used the governor's former chief of staff as a lobbyist when the governor ordered all sixth-grade girls to be vaccinated with a new antivirus drug. And Texas chicken king Bo Pilgrim donated $125,000 to Perry's GOP interests after the governor requested a waiver from EPA ethanol rules that Pilgrim wanted. Perry's campaign says he did nothing wrong, and he has the most stringent ethics rules of any Texas governor. On the other hand, while the nation has gone through tough times, Texas has prospered under Rick Perry. National magazines praise the state's robust business climate, which the governor brags about in his campaign messages.
We've created more jobs this year than any other state. We've led the nation in exports for the eighth year running. And we have more Fortune 1000 companies than anyone else.
He doesn't talk about the current projected budget shortfall of $18 billion, which will certainly mean further cuts in a state that already ranks near the bottom in social and education spending.
And Rick Perry, our current governor, doesn't seem to have a clue.
That's Democratic opponent Bill White, a 56-year-old three-term mayor of Houston and former deputy energy secretary under Bill Clinton. He spoke to TV station KXAN.
We need somebody who has had business experience who can bring good business skills to state government and squeeze the value out of dollars. And that's what I did at the city of Houston.
White is closer to Perry in the polls, 5 to 7 points down, than anyone expected 3 weeks from Election Day. The governor counts on guaranteed airtime, the power of incumbency, and it didn't hurt when Newsweek put Rick Perry in his fancy black cowboy boots on the cover in April with the headline, "Don't Mess with Texas." John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.